GOP primary debate had zero questions on election integrity. By Christina Wong on August 24, 2023. The first Republican presidential primary debate hosted by Fox News on Wednesday featured no questions on election integrity, despite polls showing the issue is important to conservatives. "Not one question about election integrity tonight," former Arizona governor candidate Carrie Lake posted on X. "If we can't talk about our broken elections, how are we ever going to be able to fix them?" A recent poll conducted by the Honest Elections Project, HEP, from July 13 to 16 showed that the vast majority of U.S. voters support election integrity initiatives such as voter ID requirements and limiting mail-in voting, according to a report last month by The Federalist. The poll found some 88% back voter ID rules, including Black, 82%, and Hispanic voters, 83%, according to the report. It also found 3/4 of voters think in-person voting is better than mailed-in ballots, and overwhelming opposition to non-citizens and minors voting in U.S. elections. Yet despite this, debate moderators Brett Byer and Martha McCallum asked no questions on election integrity. Human Events senior editor Jack Posobiec posted, "Zero questions on election integrity. Zero questions on ballot operations. The questions sucked." In contrast, former President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social before the debate, "Nobody has ever fought for election integrity like President Donald J. Trump. For doing so, I will proudly be arrested tomorrow afternoon in Georgia. God bless the United States of America." Trump is scheduled to surrender himself to authorities in Fulton County, Georgia, Thursday after District Attorney Fani Willis indicted him on alleged efforts to reverse the state's 2020 presidential election results. Conservatives slammed the debate for being out of touch with the Republican Party's base. Former U.S. Senate candidate for Pennsylvania Sean Parnell posted on X, "For the most part, this debate was not in any way representative of where the base of the Republican Party is. Most of these candidates missed the moment. It's not difficult to see why Trump is by far and away the front runner." Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.